You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruiak. Listen for a moment to the music of Ian Ethan Case playing the African kalimba. And as you take that in, imagine strolling the Pacific Crest Trail near Truckee. Now add to the picture in your mind artwork displayed outdoors along the trail, and now you have the idea for this weekend's Trails and Vistas event. With me to talk about it are Nancy Thiekin-Lopez, the founder and longtime supporters Deb Kelly and Christina Stover-Young. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you for having us.
I feel like I just messed up your name. Would you say it for me?
Nancy Thiekin-Lopez.
Thank you. This is the 10th anniversary year. That's a very big landmark. We've also had a very big fire burning near Yosemite. So let's start by talking about the smoky air and your plans for the weekend.
Well, at the moment, we are eternal optimists, and we're hopefuls. We've received some really good news this morning that the fire is up to 30% contained. So we're going to continue on that track that blue skies are ahead. At the moment, we're planning to update the website beginning Tuesday morning, every morning at 8:30. Keep you posted on air quality conditions, see what we're seeing, take some photos, put them online. And, you know, worst case scenario, we'll go up on each day, Saturday, Sunday, and have an alert set up at 7:30 in the morning. Right now, we're seeing such a dichotomy in the smoke. You know, 1 minute, it's you can't see in front of you, and 3 hours later, it's crystal clear.
It's true, isn't it?
Yeah, Nancy's children just rode their bikes to school today, and it was beautiful, so... We're anticipating Mother Nature is on our side.
That's Christina saying stay tuned to Facebook and watch your email because they will be checking every morning. So describe these art hikes. Nancy, do you want to pick one that's in your mind and talk people through it?
Well, it's a magical experience, and that's what we're trying to create is this experience, this memory. So we take you up on this beautiful trail. It's at the Pacific Crest Trail, and we show you different art along the way. So it might be music or dance or poetry, and you really get a sense of community in your small group of 20 people, and you go up and you have this really intimate experience with the musicians. And so it's not like a stage and an audience. It's more of a community. It's togetherness. And we're really trying to get people to connect with their creative side, but also connect with their natural environment, this beautiful nature. And so that's what we're trying to do. And so you stop along about 16 stops this year, and you get to hear music. And this year, we're so excited, being our 10-year anniversary. We have our first ever 40-piece symphony orchestra. So just imagine...
Out in the woods?
Yes.
Really? Yes.
So just imagine taking a turn, and in the meadow, you see dancers, or in the meadow, you hear orchestra play. And so we're so excited. And then we also have the taiko drummers that will beat your heart and give you some rhythm along the trail, too.
I think in the setting of the outdoors, the soulful experience of art and performance must be intensified. And Deb, do you want to just talk about the caliber and the diversity of the artists that are coming to the event?
Yes. You know, it's such an exciting event. And we do. We have, well, really, Ethan is here, and he's going to play an instrument that is so unique.
That's the music we just heard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have artists that I believe Susie is going to be painting live on the trail. We have amazing poets and storytellers that really enrich and bring the families together. There's just so much. And as a performer, it's such a gift to us. We have, what, 9 or 10 performances every day?
Wow.
And each group is uniquely different, and it's exciting group.
The theme this year is reflections, and there are a variety of hikes, including family hikes, leisure hikes. There's a meditative, but there's a ticket limit on each hike, Nancy, and I think that's important to note.
Yes, because we want it to be a small community. And so there is other hikers, 22 other hikers that go out with you with a trail leader, and they set the tone of the art hike, and they share a few stories along the way. And then there's you know, just a wonderful variety of volunteers that come out and make this event happen. And the artists are very varied. So we're really traveling around the world through music and dance. So we have musicians that play unique instruments from India, or the symphony, like I said, or the taiko drums. So we're jumping around the world for a cultural experience through music and dance.
Christina, put your marketing cap on again. It's 10 years now. What's winning people over? What's prompted this to catch on and grow?
I would probably claim that there's two words for me personally, not being an artist, but being an attendee, mm-hmm. and certainly a volunteer. You know, one is the event is really enchanting. It's so difficult to describe. I mean, I tell people just to go out there on the trail and expect the unexpected. You really disconnect. You have no idea what's going to happen around every corner. And I think the other side is really emotional. You know, there is a story somewhere in that line every year that really taps into your heart. Maybe it applies to your family, a situation in your life, something you're going through. And you start with this group of mostly strangers, and 2.5 hours later, you come off the trail like you've known them your entire life, although you haven't spoken to them at all.
You make this sound so inviting and calming. I think I'm going to leave it right there and have you come back again and tell us more about it with some pictures after this year's event, okay?
Well, thank you. We would love to.
All right,
thank
that's
you.
Nancy, Deb, and Christina. Again, watch your Facebook, and you said you would give a voucher to anyone who is uncomfortable because of the air to come and attend next year, right, Nancy?
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you. We have more details on our website at capradio.org/insight, and you are listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. Still ahead, we have some lovely variations on classical melodies in this week's Sound Advice.